Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And here's what's going on this Saturday morning. Well, we got almost no rain out there anywhere in the radar from Pensacola all the way to Beaumont, Texas. Got some wind out there. Got some north in it, some north and east, about 8 to 15, a real strong tidal range, about a 1.6 in most areas. Mississippi River is dropping somewhere around 3 feet. And we've also got some temperatures still up there in the Gulf and in the lakes, but dropping and bringing out some changes. And that's kind of the theme of our program this morning. Freshwater lakes are turning over the transitional period of movement of speckled trout, white trout, from the open waters into the interior marshes is taking place. And that's kind of what we're talking about. We're also taking your text messages at 504-260-1870. Got this one comes in from PJ, Army vet, saying aloha, good morning. He's checking in from Honolulu. He's listening to us on the app. It's 12:36 a.m. there and says he wouldn't miss the show for anything. The shore fishing here is good. Go Tigers, tear them gators up. You know, I can kind of identify with you there, PJ. You know, back when I was in the Army, I was one of the last soldiers drafted, and I was sent to serve my duty in Germany, and there really, I mean, if you think about it, there was no internet, there was hardly any communication with back home, and there were two things that kind of kept me going. One was a magazine called Gridiron. It was like a statewide football publication that covered the college scene, and all of the Saints were just like maybe a year or two around by then, and the high school and college was a complete guide to Louisiana football. And the other magazine was called Louisiana Conservationist, which a lot of you are probably familiar with. And I used to have my family wrap those up and send them to me each month when they came out. And I just really look forward to going. It was just a little piece of home way over there in Germany. And eventually I ended up becoming a writer photographer for Louisiana Conservationist. It was a monthly magazine back then. It went to bi-monthly, then it went to semi. And I think it's still around, but possibly only online now. But what a great magazine that was. Anybody remember Louisiana Conservationist? Boy, I had some great hunting and fishing information and photography in it. Anyway, those are things I know what you're talking about. Keeps you going while you're over there in Honolulu and you're missing home, PJ. And as far as your Go Tigers tear them gators up, yeah, gator season's in right now. Now, it's been my experience whenever LSU plays Florida and it's doing the open alligator season, what you're going to see when you go walking through those oaks where the tailgate's taking place right outside of Death Valley, there's going to be some bloody gator heads hanging in the trees, and on the grills by the tailgaters, there's going to be alligator tails smoking on the grill. So you got heads in the oak trees, tails on the grills. You know it's an LSU Florida game going on up at Death Valley, and that's going to be going on around 6:30 this evening. You can hear it on many of these same radio stations. All right, so here we got coming up this hour. Mike Gallo is going to check in with us. We're going to find out what the transition stage is where he fishes. Also, we'll check in with Captain Eric Mohabarak about the Redfish Rumble, one of the big kayak tournaments going on where they're in pursuit of redfish. And also Captain Ryan Lambert, he's had his eye out for the blue-winged teal. It's opening up next Saturday morning in his area in Burris. And get him to give a confirmation, is the flag in Burris back up or not? A lot of people missing that flag. A great indicator of wind speed and wind direction when you're heading down there. We'll be back to chat with those guys and take your text messages at 504-260-1870. Why? Because this is The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Network. And our Born in the Bayou guy is Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana, and his report is brought to you each week by Seato. Now, you know, I've been telling you now, you get a great deal with Seato. You can't beat it. They are the ones that are like a AAA on the water. Whatever your problem is, if you got a problem on the water, you run out of fuel, you need a jump start for an electrical problem, motor broke down, need to get towed back in, whatever it is to get you back safely, they take care of it. And for 12 months, it's $249 a year. It's renewable after that. No matter how many times they need to come get you, rescue you, provide you stuff, it's all covered. But right now, only during this month of September, there are 3 free months additionally. In other words, you get a 15-month special for $249, and you can do that by mentioning SELA15. That's S-E-L-A-15 when you check out. You can go online at seato.com, put that promo code in. You'll get 15 months for the price of 12. Or you can call Captain Chris. He'll be happy to hear from you. 504-301-4545. They'll sign you up as a member, and then you will be good for 15 months. And then after that, it is renewable each and every year. And if you talk to anyone that's ever had to call Seato, or if they've had to call Seato without a policy, you will understand the value of becoming a member. right, hopefully we'll find Captain Mike. We got him. We found him. He's out there in the marsh someplace. Mike, you're not lost, are you?
I'm not lost, Don. I don't know how I missed your call, but I got to know.
Well, if you ever get lost out there, we're all in trouble. Hey, what's been going on with the transition? That's what everybody's been talking about. Has it happened in your area? Is it underway, or is it not yet started?
I would say it's underway, Don. What we're seeing is a lot of small fish. If you sit in one place any length of time, you may catch 20 or 30. And out of that 20 or 30, you may be able to keep 4 or 5. And it just seems like that's the pattern no matter where you go. So they're a bit of everywhere and they're a bit of nowhere. You know what I mean? You just got to move and catch what you can. What we're going to do today is see if we can find redfish. And if we get lucky and catch our limit of redfish, then we may go try for some trout because we already know that they're in transition.
You going to look for those redfish around Lake Bourne, or are you making the trip across the big lake to Biloxi?
I am going to first start near Sand Bayou. I'm sure people are scrambling to their maps to see where Sand Bayou is. But it's not far from the Wrigley's, and we're going to give that a try first thing. And if it doesn't pan out for me, we'll cut across the lake and hit the Biloxi Marsh.
Yeah, you can pretty well count on those redfish being in that Biloxi Marsh almost all year long. Have you ever found any time of year where there's not at least a few redfish cruising around those ponds?
I think they're always in there. I would say during the heat of summer when the oxygen levels get to be a little lower than the redfish would like, they sort of migrate out the center of the marsh and work their way closer to the perimeter where there's a larger body of water nearby, which is cooler and, you know, affords them a little more oxygen.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the really unique things about fishing at Biloxi Marsh is the tranquility and the peace. I mean, you just don't see many people there.
Well, a lot of times when I go to the marina in the morning, if I'm fishing bait, if the marina parking lot's full of cars, then that lets me know there's going to be a lot of people in the local area, and it may sway my decision to head to Wolf Marsh where I can not have so much boat traffic. And, you know, the boat traffic creates noise, and the noise will make the fish a little skittish.
Yeah, well, you know, a couple things I got to ask you. We always got people want to know about a triple tail report. Seen any on you, any adventures this week?
I haven't seen any this week, but we're always looking for them. So on my way out, if there's enough light, and definitely on my way back, we'll be looking for them.
I know you keep pretty good records. What month would you say is the hottest month of all for triple tail, for finding them? Is it September or October?
I might say August. Mm-hmm. You have less wind, and your ability to see them is a little bit better. Anytime your water temperature is over 74 is when they'll be in our area. So I've caught them as early as May and as late as mid-October, and the water temperatures were both very close to 74 at that time. So anytime I have that water temperature, I got my eyes looking for them.
Got it. And, you know, since you've been hanging around with me, I've made you one of my blue-winged teal field guide reporters. What have you seen any there across the road from the camp on the refuge?
I haven't seen any across the road, but I was over in Polecat Bend not long ago, which is also close to Sand Bayou.
Right.
And I saw a little flock of teal flying low to the grass, moving kind of fast.
Yeah, so maybe that Pearl River Marsh might be holding a few on that lower end.
It wouldn't surprise me, especially with this high water, and it's that time of year.
Absolutely. Well, that high water might help you get in there and find those redfish, and we hope it does. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, Mike, and do some trout, redfishing type stuff, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or you can just call direct 985-781-7811.
That is simple, and we are simple kind of guys, right?
I like it simple.
Me too. Mike, go get them, my friend. We'll check out how you did next week.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, our Born on the Bayou guy. All right, for those of you who like to paddle for your fish, get up real close and personal in a kayak. Well, we got Eric Mohabarak of Louisiana Kayak Company is going to join us, and he's going to talk a little bit about the Redfish Rumble. That's what's going on today for the kayakers who like to compete. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Yeah, go ahead and stroke that kayak. Get it going, moving, or pedal it. I like the pedal models myself, and some people even prefer the little electric motors on them now. But either way you go, it's a great way to fish. You get up close and personal with the fish. Keep things simple for simple people who fish. And our Paddler's Report each week is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You talk about some guys who know their kayak and their paddle fishing. These guys know it all. They're also a fly shop specialist. Got the latest gear, fishing tackle that's used in the area. Paddle sports equipment. They've got kayaks. You can also demo them there. And ask about their fly tying and fly fishing classes that they hold occasionally. You'll find No Wake Outfitters at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. And when you go in, you could come out looking real sharp because they've got some great fishing apparel. That's No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Captain Eric Mohabarak joins us now. And, Eric, I guess the thing we need to talk about is the Redfish Rumble. It's going on today where they're looking for two heaviest redfish under that 26-inch limit to be safe. And they'll be weighing in and fishing at Basson's and Point of Chien. I think the weigh-in's at Point of Chien. What time is it if people want to drop by and catch the weigh-in and talk to some of those kayakers?
Yeah, good morning, Don. The two spots you can fish is one out of Basson's, like you said, and Point of Chien. The weigh-in is at 3 p.m. to 3:30. So you got to be in there by 3 p.m. And it's all artificial lures. Motors are allowed in this tournament. It should be interesting. It should catch some nice fish over there, you know, with the fish moving around and stuff like they're doing in this transitional time of year. You know, there's been some good advice put out there on the radio show this morning. That's good for anybody to listen to, from the other captains out there. But it should be pretty exciting.
What do you predict it's going to take to win it? Two fish now, under 26.
I'm going to say 13 pounds.
Now, that's pretty respectable. I was going to say maybe even 14, given the conditions, because we got a good, strong tide range and some nice fishing conditions. So we'll see. We'll see what comes up with it. But I think it's going to be in that neighborhood anyway.
Yep. I think so, too. Definitely. And it's all.
Where would you choose? If you were fishing it, would you fish Basson's or Point of Chien?
I'd hit Basson's for sure. I'd hit Basson's for sure. I like that area better. You know, and with the trolling motors now, you can get pretty much anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So it gives you more advantage over distance covered. But I'd do Basson's for sure. Now, in the shallow ponds, you got to lift your motors up. But, and the Basson's would be better, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're getting towards that time of year where those Plaquemines Parish marshes fill up with those beautiful orange pumpkin-looking redfish. What's going on over there? They're starting to show up?
Yeah, they're starting to show up down in Port Sulphur, Myrtle Grove. They seem to be in the cuts, you know, like hanging around the cooler water, coming up into the ponds a little bit in the morning, and then, hanging on the outside, some reefs, some oyster reefs and stuff like that. Looks good. You'll catch a few trout, too, here and there, the smaller ones. You do catch a few keepers now. It's getting ready to take off. It's right on that verge of just going crazy. And, it happens every year. You know, as long as the river stays there, we're all good.
Yep. Got some mixed catches in Pontchartrain for people who want to put in there.
Yeah, Dehan, I guess word's out that the shrimp are on the seawall, so you might as well go out and throw a cast net. More towards the end of Landry's area, it seems like. They're also catching some puppy drum along the causeway. Now, you got to pick your days before you go paddle from Bonneville over to the causeway, unless you're going to throw off the levee. But still, pick your day with the wind, weigh your life vest, go with a friend, or if you're experienced enough, go by yourself. But it's always good to have a friend there, let somebody know where you're going in the lake.
You know, I was out there by that lakefront area last week, and did you know that there's a kayak rental facility right there on the other side of the lake?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I did. I did see that.
Yeah, I guess it's coin operated, huh? I don't know. It must be a credit card.
It's a credit card, and they must probably send you the app or something like that, the number to the gate or whatever. Yeah. You know, but man, they could have made it a little bit easier to launch it. That launch. I mean, it's only what 50 yards to the launch. You got to park and drag all your stuff. Yeah. It's easier to launch at Bonneville right there off the back of your truck and come around.
Hopefully you're kind of traveling light when you do go there. They probably didn't really keep the fishermen in mind as much as they did just the paddlers. Anyway, getting a little bit of report on those Mississippi flounder along the Gulf Coast there?
Yeah, Don, it's that time of year they're starting to slow down. They're still catching them now, you know what I mean? So it's still worth going. It's just it's slowing it down. My buddy, you know, been checking them out on a regular basis. And it's just the time of year they start to slow down.
All right. Anything else before you go?
I heard they were catching some kings out in Florida, in the Pensacola area out there, which is always fun to get out there because you never know what you're going to catch when you're out off them beaches there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eric, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and they want to do a kayak charter trip, you're one of the few people that do it.
Yeah.
Tell them how to get you on Facebook.
It's the Louisiana Kayak Company on Facebook, the Louisiana Kayak Company on Instagram, or you can get in touch with me through you, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or just give me a text or a call, 504-313-8292.
Sounds good, Eric. Have a good one, and we'll see how that 13 holds up next week.
Yeah, let's see what happens. I don't know who's up next week, but yeah, 13, I'm going to call 13.
All right, my friend.
All right. All right, Don. You be good, man. See you later.
See you soon. Eric Mohabarak, he's paddling off into the sunrise. All right, we come back after this. You know what time it is. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors. 32 of them violated dove hunting. That's the ones that got caught. And we got one in particular who was our outstanding selection. He's our Bad Boy of the Outdoors for the week, and his story is next. You'll hear it here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Radio Network. You know, we had a listener a little while ago talking about the tearing up the alligators, and I was talking about the gator that you'll be smelling on the grills at the LSU tailgate. It's become a popular item out there. An alligator has become popular over the years. How many alligator eaters do we have out there? Now, we know alligators have been eating humans for a long time, ever since both have been around, but now we're kind of turning the tables on them. If you have eaten alligator, do you like it, and what is your favorite recipe? Text me at 504-260-1872. Really, three things I like with it. Alligator tacos are absolutely delicious. The fried alligator tail. And I do enjoy a good alligator stew made with the shoulder meat. You know, the alligator has different colored meat. The rib and shoulder is kind of a darker meat, where the tail is almost a white meat, kind of a grayish meat, more like a chicken or a frog. But anyway, how do you like your alligator? And have you been to LSU Florida game when the Gators are in town? I'm wondering, how intimidated are those those Florida fans dressed in their little orange and blue when they come walking underneath the oak trees and the blood from an alligator head is about a 10-foot alligator's dripping on their shirt? I wonder how badly that intimidates them. Anyway, that's going to be going on this evening up in Baton Rouge, and unfortunately I won't be part of it, but you may be. All right, right after this quick 10-second pause, we're going to talk about some bad boys and bad girls took part in the opening weekend of Dove season. Their stories next, right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, if you've been listening to this show for any of the 36 years I've been doing it, you know that every year, and I mean without fail, dove baiting and other violations on opening weekend are as sure as the sun rises in the east. And last weekend was no exception. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement agents cited four women. Maybe we need to get the bad girl song in on this, too. And 27 men, ranging in ages from 18 to 59, and one unidentified juvie. 32 subjects in all for violations ranging from hunting over bait, hunting without licenses, taking over the limit, hunting with unplugged and stolen guns, to violating non-toxic shot requirements on a wildlife management area. The sweep covered eight parishes from Tensaw and Vernon in the north to West Baton Rouge and St. James in the south, and confiscated 219 doves that were donated to local charities who were very happy to get them. For his being a convicted felon dove hunter with a firearm in possession that incidentally was unplugged as well as stolen in the Voiles Parish, facing up to a $5,000 fine, 20 years in jail, is 36-year-old Chris Lacombe of Marksville, Louisiana, our pick this week for Bad Boy of the Outdoors. Yeah, we even had four women get in on the action. You know, it's not often we get bad. We actually have a bad girl song. I think it is it Donna Summer that sings it? Whoever it is. Anyway, we do have occasionally, but the men far outnumber the women. I guess they also far outnumber the women, the percent who actually hunt and fish. But the violators, over the years, I've seen a little bit of an increase in the women. But for the most part, I think women are more honest about their hunting and fishing than men. Anyway, that's our bad boy story, and it happens every year. And I would think with duck season opening up, teal season on the 20th, which is next Saturday, and then when we get into the November regular seasons, it's kind of the same thing. We'll have some cases to talk about for baiting and hunting with unplugged guns and using lead shot instead of non-toxic and all those typical violations. All right, let's see. We got one recipe for a gator. Wrap it in bacon, brush it with garlic butter, and put it on the smoker. Melt in your mouth good. I agree with that. That is an excellent way to eat alligator. Of course, now you're probably talking about the tail meat there. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk to a gator hunter, a real-life gator hunter, Captain Ryan Lambert. He's also a real-life duck hunter and a real-life fisherman. He does it all. He's our plastic man. We nickname him that in case you haven't heard before. He doesn't like to fish with that nasty old dead or live bait. He likes to use the artificials. His name is Captain Ryan Lambert, and we're going to get him to check on that flag in Burris. Hopefully he's in Burris to take a look at it. We'll be back to talk to him right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. And, Ryan, first question, can you confirm that the Burris flag is back there at the ballpark?
Well, I'm looking at it right now. It's half-mast for Charlie and dead slack, indicating zero wind.
Well, it's good to have it back, and keep it slack for now anyway. But now next week when teal season comes in, we want a little bit of breeze on it.
Well, I tell you what, there's no teal, buddy.
Well, that can change.
I alligator hunted yesterday, and I bet I didn't see 20. I mean, I went all over.
Well, how was the alligator hunt?
Good. We got I got the five we needed, and pretty good ones. Like the ones we got with the boys, and got them cleaned up. And we're gonna eat alligator tonight. Actually, we're gonna have a sauce pecan, and we're gonna do some fried stuff for appetizers. So yeah, it ought to be great.
Yeah, I'm getting some recipes in on the text board. People are enjoying their alligator. What's your favorite way? Do you like it in that sauce pecan the best, or is there a different recipe?
I really like sauce pecan. I could eat my weight in it. But I also like to take the muscle in the tail and cut it up and put in a little raspberry vinaigrette and honey and let it sit and then fry it real quick fry. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Ooh, I'm going to have to try that. I'm sure those ladies that cook for you down there can come up with something unique for alligator down there. They always do.
Well, I fix it if it ain't broke.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we got gators. Hopefully we'll have some teal by next week. Where are the fish? What's been going on fish-wise?
Not a reds. The trout is still in transition. They'll be making their move into the inside in 2 weeks. Day after teal season, they'll come floating in here, and we'll start whacking on them inside. Right now, they're still off on them rigs and stuff way out in Breton, but they'll be coming pretty soon. You know, if you want to make the run, you can catch them, but it's a good little run out the central and those rigs out that way.
Yeah. I'm looking at that river. Man, it's getting low. Are we going to get a saltwater wedge in it? What stage does it start giving you problems down there where you're getting saltwater up in your intakes and all?
Well, it's 3.5 right now, and, it'll start backing up. Anything under 3, and it's going to hang around 3 for a little bit here. So, it'll be a little bit. You know, it's hanging right there, and then it's going to slide down in the twos later on and right in time for the trout to get in the river. And, oh, my God, you know I like that time of year.
Yeah, I know. That is your absolute favorite one, that river. So you say 2 is the magical mark. Is that what you like to see?
Oh, no. Anything right now, it's time. It's way up here where I'm at, it'll be November 1st. They'll come sliding in here. They'll be going downriver and getting in the spillways here shortly, probably 1st of October. They'll get in there, sometime, midweek in October. Mm-hmm. And you can run down there and start catching them, or you just wait till November. But they'll be in all the bays right 1st of November, 1st of October. Because, they just come in, all the bait comes. It's like magic, like they got their own calendar or something.
What, you examine the stomach contest. What are they feeding on in the river? Are they eating crawfish, grass shrimp, all of the above?
A lot of mullet and pogies and, in inner marshes right there, they'll eat some crawfish. But lots of shrimp. There's tons of shrimp in the marsh. So they're pretty opportunistic. They're going to bite whatever comes their way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course,
I hope they bite a crankbait today.
Yeah, I know you don't like to use that shrimp, but the other stuff works just as well. So it sounds like things are pretty much all on time. I mean, wow, the teal has got me puzzled. Of course, they said the numbers are down, and that's why they justified cutting us down to a 9-day season. But, normally we get our share no matter what in Louisiana.
Yeah, well, they got 4.3 million of them, so there's a bunch. But with this east wind, the wind would push on them going toward the central flyway. People don't believe in that, but if a boat and everything else gets pushed by the wind off course a little bit, I'm sure with this east wind they pushed a little bit. But we had some last week, a few, but like I said, they're just passing through. So we'll get another charge of them. Any little front comes through, or the days are getting shorter. It's just getting daylight right now. 6:30 got daylight. So the days are getting shorter, and all that plays into it.
Yep. Okay, so will you be in the blind when we call you next Saturday morning?
Probably so, if I'm breathing.
All right. Well, which dog are you going to have with you?
Both.
Both dogs. All right. Well.
Yeah. They're in fat school right now. They're in the fat farm. Kenley didn't want to go. She laid on the floor and said, "Come on, Ma, don't make me go.
No, I don't believe
he's
Kenley.
He's not going to feed me. He's going to make me run." And, you know, she went to Carl, and she, like, she didn't want to go. Like, this soap is too good, baby.
Yeah, well, once she sees those guns and sees a camouflage and smells some feathers and stuff,
Now she wants to work. She just didn't want to go to Carl this time because she knows that the work was there. Now, Carly, she was waiting in the truck.
Well, good to have that competition. Well, sounds like y'all going to have some fun, so we're going to let you get to it, and we'll be talking to you from the blind next week, and hopefully there'll be something you'll be shooting at.
Yeah, I hope so, buddy.
And all your gator tags are gone? You filled them all, or you got a few?
No, I still got 7 more that I got to sell, and I got to kill some this week and next week, but it goes all the way to December, so we'll get them done.
Well, what a great week to do it when we're playing Florida Gators, so if somebody wants to get one, tell them how to call you.
I sent enough meat up there yesterday for sausage corns for everybody. Yeah, just call me on my cell phone at 504-559-5111.
Sounds good. See you next week.
All right, bud.
Okay. There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man. All right, we come back after this. I'm going to get to some of those alligator favorites that are coming. And you got a favorite recipe for an alligator you want to share with our audience? Maybe something a little different, unique? 504-260-1870. We'll be back to do that and wrap up this week's episode, an edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I got some recipes coming in for alligator, if you enjoy that. Here's one from, I guess this is Chef Jean-Luc. He says, always enjoy your show. Thanks, Don. Alligator sauce pecan I cooked for Chef's Charity for Children 45 years ago. Man, you were one of the pioneers of alligator cooking doing it 45 years ago. Sherman in Covington says, alligator sauce pecan. There was a run in Baton Rouge every December put on by the Running Chicken Club. I seem to remember that name. That would cook it and serve to the runners after the race. Delicious. I'm not sure if they still do it. Seemed like alligator sauce pecan and the tail and the bacon wrapped, all that seems real popular for alligator. I know I had alligator tacos at Drago's, and they were phenomenal. And I've actually done some of those at home because, man, that's just use the tail meat for that. Well, you could actually use the shoulder meat, too. All right, we were talking earlier about the Louisiana Conservationist magazine, and I asked if anybody remembered. And Big E from Thibodeau says, yeah, he remembers that magazine. And says, do you remember Field and Stream and Sports Afield? I used to read these at the library in my junior high and high school days in the early 70s. You know, Big E, I thought I was the only one that took Field and Stream and Sports Afield and stuck them in my books in the library so I could, in the pages of other books so I could read them. I guess I wasn't the only one doing that. Here's another one that says, in 1970, my sixth grade teacher encouraged us to send off for the free Louisiana Conservationist. That's right. It was a free magazine published by the State Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Got it monthly till it ended. I remember there was a recipe on the back page. That's from Kevin listening to us in Oak Ridge. Yeah, it had a lot of good recipes in the Conservationist magazine. And each month when whatever was in style or in vogue or in season, whether it be a teal hunt in September or turkey hunting in the spring, small game, rabbit and squirrel in October, November, geese and ducks, and then, you know, maybe in January, February, we'd get into, like, the goose season or maybe the rut season for the deer. And then in the spring, late spring, it would talk about bass fishing. And all summer long, all the saltwater fishing inshore for saltwater speckled trout. And, gee, I remember some of the writers. I mean, I've ended up writing for the magazine. I wrote mainly for it in the 1990s. But some of the names that you might remember that authored stories in there, Glenn Harris, who lives up in Monroe, good friend of mine. One of the early guys that wrote for Wildlife and Fisheries was McFadden Duffy. He wrote a really good book. I think it was called Confederate Foxes and Gray Ghosts and Confederate Foxes about squirrel hunting. It was really a great story. Frank Davis, of course, he was the editor of Louisiana Conservationist Magazine. And what about the great Bob Marshall? What a writer he was. He wrote for the Times-Picayune for years, and he also did some magazine articles for the Conservationists. Lloyd Poizeneau, who was probably better known for his photography, excellent photographer for the Conservationists. Todd Masson, who was the editor of Louisiana Sportsman Magazine, he was published in Conservation Magazine, and probably one of the most unique and maybe funny writers that ever wrote for them was Humberto Fontova. Anybody remember him? And, of course, outdoor writer Joe Macaluso. But Joe, I don't think, was allowed by the Advocate to put anything in the Conservationist magazine, although he may have. But all of those outdoor journalists, that's kind of an industry that's gone by the wayside. There's no longer any full-color magazines. I guess there's a few still out there, but you hardly see them anywhere. Now everything is kind of online. It's briefly written, or it's very quick video type stuff, and stories that lasted for pages and went into depth and detail and was supported with some beautiful photography. It's just not there anymore. You just don't see it. It's not part of the media landscape anymore, and I think that's a shame. But I've got a great collection of those conservation magazines. I started getting them while I kept some of my dad's. And originally it was all black and white. And, you know, every now and then I'll pull them out and I'll go through them and read them. And it's amazing what you'll find, that some of the predictions that were made back then, how they came true. And then some of the things that statements that were made have been completely disproved by later technology and science. It's amazing comparing what's in some of those old magazines. And again, some really good photography that was done, and it was probably one of the better magazines ever put out in the state, and it was an absolute free publication. I think it went to a paid subscription at some point, and then kind of faded away into, I have to check. I think it's on their website, Department of Wildlife and Fishery. All right, here's one that says, a text message coming in from my friend Old Man Sam, a regular listener. He says, Jack O'Connor taught me most everything I needed to know about firearms and ballistics. Outdoor Life magazine. Yeah, Outdoor Life, Field and Stream, Sports Afield. Those were more of a national publication where Louisiana conservationists really kind of hit home. You weren't likely to read about moose hunting in Saskatchewan, which is nothing wrong with that. And I think people do more travel hunting and fishing now than they've ever done. Travel has become much easier, where in the past people were more it was more conducive to doing local hunting and fishing, where now it's travel is a big part of it. All right, well, bringing back some memories there, and we'll see what happens with those Gators tonight and see if my prediction comes true. I think there's going to be some Gator heads in the Oaks and Gator tails on the grills. Ryan said he sent a bunch up there, so there's probably going to be some sauce pecan at the tailgate. Stop by there and before the game and enjoy it if you're headed up that way. All right, thanks for tuning in. We always appreciate you joining us for our little two-hour pre-journey into the great outdoors on your way to the camp, the deer stand, the duck blind, the fishing hole, the boat launch. You're invited again next week. We do this each and every week, two-hour journey, 5 to 7 a.m. And you can hear it right here on all of these stations on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.